Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
What do you mean, stop the presses? I only have one press and it's busted.
Well, I mean stop.
And why are you dressed as the Masked Minuteman, Fenton?
Editor Potts.
You're only supposed to come in this printing shop disguised as Francine Flagg, the newsgirl with the rotting hoop skirt.
Hold it. I'm here to tell you that you're about to become an eyewitness to the biggest news story of the year, perhaps the century.
If this is about Paul Revere falling off his horse this morning, I just set the headline.
Editor Potts, the Masked Minuteman, hitherto America's most unknown superhero, is going to become famous.
Uh-huh. Why?
You're probably asking how.
No, why?
This morning, I visited Mr. Sterling Quill, colonial motto maker, in his shop.
Who?
You're probably asking why.
No, who?
Because for such men as George Washington, Quill created the memorable remark, "I cannot tell a lie, I chopped down the cherry tree."
What?
You're probably asking, so?
No, what?
So, I've asked Mr. Quill to write a terrific quotation for me so that I might go out into the street and by shouting become very famous too.
You're serious, aren't you?
Sure. Look what he did for Washington with that stupid "I cannot tell a lie" line.
So, Mr. Quill wrote one for the Masked Minuteman?
Correct. And if you'll follow me out onto yon cobblestone street, you'll be the only reporter covering this exciting moment in history.
Ah, then I can call it an only-me-was-there story.
I think exclusive to this paper would sound a lot better.
Oh, I suppose you're right, yes.